called What Do You Really Want? And you want to do it regularly for all of your chakras. So we're going to be doing the physical life purpose and the first chakra today. So take a deep breath in. Out of the room. And this time, I want you to realize that you have control over her 12 archetypes. Her guidance to be that person for you was totally on mission. The way she dealt with you, the way she interacted with you, talked to you, saw you, totally, totally on mission. But now you get a chance to create her mission, her purpose of being in relationship with you. Everything that she does, says, sees. How did you want her to see you? Does she gasp and say, "Oh my God, there's my little girl"? Is there a sparkle in her eye? Does she laugh? Does she come running in and scoop you up? Does she come over and ask you what you're doing? Want to be seen in the family. What is she saying to you? She's telling you how important you are in some way to the family. What you bring that nobody else has, this incredible incredible gift that you are to her, your siblings. How does she talk to you about that? At the first chakra level, how does she touch you? How does she connect with you? How does she give you your space that you always wanted and support you in being the person that you've always wanted to be in your family? Exactly the way you always wanted to be held by her in the family as a person. She honors your feelings, she honors your size, your body, everything about you. She just tells you and is sharing with you how amazing you are. How does she do that? Ideas to the family, what was your gift that you needed her and you know that she would see if she had really seen you? Everything you are is essential. You are so amazing. You are a one of a kind. There's never been anyone like you. And never ever will be anyone like you again. And you are so essential to all of life. How does she even tell you that? Probably not even in words, just the way she looks at you and so in, just in love with your essence, with your being. The fact that you exist is all she needs. What does that look like to you? And it's totally fine if you like to wrestle with your mom or have her chase you or go for a run with you, or what do you love to do? What would she do to honor your amazing quality? And what do you say to her when she's like that? How do you speak to her? How do you allow in all that love, all that praise? Now, I want you to go to another room in the house that you might interact with your dad in. And I want you to do the same thing. Notice how when he walks in the room, how would he normally treat you, be with you? What's his normal energy like? How type of attention did you get? And then walk him back out of the room, and then take a breath and realize that you now, for this moment, have total control over his purpose in life. And one of his purposes in life was to see you, hear you, and understand you at every possible level. And so when he comes back in the room and he just catches you out of the corner of his eye, what does he do? How does he come to you? What would he do if you were absolutely the most important person in his life? Into the room.